Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. The doors are open. Come on in. I have saved a seat for you. I've got the tea going. I'm kind of feeling tea this morning, so I've got the lemon tea going and a big glass of water, and I'm just ready to flush this system out and just, get to feeling great. I hope you're doing well. I hope things are amazing in your world and that you've got much to give thanks for. Of course you do. Sometimes it's a little hard to recognize, but I hope that you recognize that you're blessed. You're blessed in taking that first breath and opening up your eyes, this morning, because there are some who have not had that opportunity to continue the journey with us. And so give thanks for that. I'm feeling good. I'm still tired. So much has been going on for me through Flava News and my Black Stax family, my Marlex Records family, just a lot going on. But you know what? I want to open up today's show, and I have to give honors to an absolutely amazing top-notch group band out here in Seattle. I'm going to open up with Red Kool-Aid by Clientele. right. That was Clientele from the Pacific Northwest. Now I want to jump into another track, and then I'm going to tell you why I opened up with these two tracks. I want to play So Shy by Sister Love, LaTanya Horace. and blessings. Again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come in, sit down, relax. You never know what direction this particular show is going to go in, and I'm really okay with it. I'm not one that wants to really, really control the flow of this one. Other shows, maybe so, but this one is about you. This is when you can call in and promote yourself, share a thought or two, sit back with me and listen to some great music. If you don't know anything about me, I hope you recognize my love and passion for artists. That's why I do what I do. And I say this all the time. It just kind of fell into my lap. I didn't anticipate ever doing anything like this. You know, over 10 years ago, I was a domestic violence advocate. Never thought I would step out on faith and build a coffee shop called Flavor Coffee House. You know, never thought that I would not only work with great African-American writers from across the United States, but for it to expand into, you know, musical talents, to graphic designers and painters and storytellers and chefs and, you know, all the different variety of art forms that are out there. I cannot imagine what a day without art would be like. I just can't. And I think sometimes we take that so much for granted. And we shouldn't. We shouldn't, because art helps us experience life. And art helps us get through our days, you know. So when I say in the morning, you know, give thanks, please give thanks, because there's so much that we have to be thankful for. Sometimes I get in a rut my own self, and I need to really, really practice what I preach. And if you know me, you know that I am going through a process right now and rethinking how to do what I do as Lady Flava through Flava News, because we're to the point that the only thing we're lacking is money. The only thing that is holding me back from being able to make moves that will support you is money. And how do I get that? You know, I believe that this whole concept in my head, when I started the Flavor News movement and charging a dollar a month to initiate people in and to grandfather them in, was a good idea. You know, then after a certain time period, I moved it up to $5 a month. What is a dollar? What is $5, right? To me, in my mind, it's nothing. You know, I had an alcohol beverage, you know, when I was out the other night celebrating, and I'm not even going to say what that costs. I can't take that drink with me into tomorrow and the next day, you know. But if you think about it, just on my Facebook page, having over 3,000 people, if even a fourth of those people gave a dollar towards the Flavor News movement, I could do so much more. I could represent you, you know, better and bigger on the internet. I could have capabilities of traveling and getting the word out about what we're doing, you know, who they need to pay attention to. You know, we could honestly buy our own radio station, you know, if there was a consistent flow of money. Well, another thing that I'm realizing is that people who can have the capability of giving you money, they're not just going to hand it to you because they like you. They want to know that you are going to do something with that money and that what you do with their money is going to matter. And so, you know, that process isn't easy either. But the other night I had the opportunity to be involved with a great event. And this event showed me how coming together as a collective of everybody playing a role in promoting an event, in supporting the event, in making sure that all the little details are worked out and worked through, do their part, you really can bring community together. You really can have a very, very successful show. And that's what happened the other night, Thursday at STEM Plus Art. You know, it was a fundraiser for Taft Academy for STEM. I know that if you follow me, you've seen me posting it on all the different social networks. May have even gotten an email from me about it. And, of course, it featured my family, Black Sacks, which I'm very, very proud of. But it was so much more than that. And that's why I had to open up today's show with Clientele, because they were the band that performed behind Black Sacks. And can I tell you, to see Jace and Black and Lisa, who are hip-hop soul, blend in with some jazz funk, you know, classic music from the amazing talents of Clientele. It was magic. It was magic. I was running late. I got there late. I'm like, how can I get to an event that I'm a part of late? You know, the circumstances happen and, you know, that are out of your control. And I had to just sit back and breathe and say, okay, I am going to get there. And, you know, reality was that I didn't really, really miss too much. But when I walked in the door, my sister LaTanya Horace, Sister Love, was on stage performing with her partner in crime, Dwayne Knox, and some other amazing musicians that came out to perform with her. And her face, if you know LaTanya, she's got this most joyful glow about her, especially when she's on stage and she's performing. She and I go back to the days of New Beginnings. You know, we were sister advocates there, and she was my girl. And she's the very first artist I ever experienced in Seattle. And I didn't know, you know, she and I just worked together, you know, and we became sisters and we bonded, but I had never knew. I never understood that. Excuse me. And I fell in love with her on stage. I fell in love with her on stage. And here, all these years later, you know, I'm doing events with her and we're working on projects and we support some of the same people. And it's a beautiful thing, you know. I tell her, you know, that, you know, we're coming full circle, you know. Who would have ever guessed she and I would end up right here in love with the arts? So, you know, seeing her on the stage, then Orestes Petty. If you have ever heard my show back in the day, so I don't know how far we should go back, but Orestes used to call into my show, and he's a spoken word artist out here. All of this time, I've never met him in person. He was on stage with LaTanya. I got to finally meet Orestes Petty, and I did get a little snippet of a piece that they did, so please go check it out on YouTube. And what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. I had told Jace from Black Sax, I said, you know what, I don't care about seeing y'all or anybody else. I just want to see Orestes Petty. And they tease me about that right now. But, you know, when you hear somebody's voice, you know, on the phone or here on the radio or whatever, and you've never met them in person and they're so close, to finally meet them in person was very special. But, again, this night was about raising money for our youth. And kids were there. Babies were there. You know, at the end, Felicia Loud sang I Love My Life to the babies on stage. This place was packed. It was packed. People had a great time, you know, mingling and enjoying. And I didn't see it happen, but I was told people were up dancing because I was in the front. You know, I was from the front. I was stuck right in the middle of my kids in a booth. I'm like, You know, so I missed out on the whole lot that was going on behind me because I couldn't turn around and see anything because of the way that we were seated. I want to give thanks to the Triple Door. That is a beautiful venue. That is a beautiful venue. And it just was wonderful. I mean, I've got two videos out of just Clientele kind of playing. And then I only got one video of LaTanya, Sister Love, and Dwayne and Orestes and the guest musicians with them. But please go check it out. Of course I have Black Sax, but, you know, there's a process to the videos coming out with Black Sax. But trust and believe, you will have the opportunity to experience some of those too. But not today. Not today. If you missed it, that's your fault. That's your fault. You know, I don't know how many times we say, oh, you know, I really don't need to go to that one. They'll do another show. No, you missed magic. I thought the Hard Rock was magic. You missed magic. And, again, it showed me how when you come together as a collective to make an event work, it will work. I really believe it. That night it was proof. The school helped, you know, different people that were part of the STEM programs and the community, people, other entities larger than Flava News supported this. Flava News supported it. Ebony Arunga, oh, my goodness, shout out to my sunshine girl. She did an amazing job as stage manager and just holding that together. you know, the artists help, you know, promote the event. We talked about it on the media, you know, we wrote about it and stuff, and it just really fell into place. So that's why today I had to open up and honor, you know, clientele and Sister Love, because they're a blessing. And I hope to get new music here sometime soon, hint, hint, to my family, that I'll have new music from clientele, even some individual tracks by the individual artists that are a part of that group, because they're all amazing in their own right as solo artists. And then I know my girl LaTanya is working on some pieces in the studio right now. I've got pieces by Orestes. I do. I'm going to say that, but you know what? I don't have permission to share them. That's the hard part. When artists share with me, they don't necessarily let me share with you. But hold tight, stay tuned. More is to come from these amazing talents. So I had to start out the show talking about that because it was just a great, great experience for me to participate in that. But let's see. I want to play a piece. He is from Top Notch Marketing. His name is John Michael, and this is Sophisticated Lady. Shout-out to Marvin Mack of Top Notch. Talking about top-notch talents, they are definitely working with some great, great talents out there, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to share tracks such as John Michael here on Flava News Radio. I'm going to put it out there, and I want you to think about that. This, and as you think about it, really open up your heart, mind, and soul, you know, as to what you feel Flava News is and what you feel Flava News' capabilities are. I mentioned it early in the show, you know, we've got all the tools in place. You know, I've worked very hard. My colleagues have worked very hard to get to a point of where we are right now. The only thing that's missing is the money. And a dear friend, when I was having a business meeting with him the other day on the phone, he's like, you know what, Flav, focus on what you can do. You know, because as long as you focus on the things that you could do if you had money, you will be frustrated. And I totally understand why he said that to me. And I'm very grateful, you know, for what my present capabilities are, such as Flava News Radio and being here with you right now this morning, you know, to being able to be a part of amazing events like STEM Plus Art with my family, Black Stacks, you know, a few days ago. I'm very, very blessed. But, you know, I'm like many of you. I want more. And the more that I want has nothing to do with me. This has to do with being able to provide better services, open up more doors for more capabilities of what we can do. My sister April Sims out on the East Coast said it best, we are greater than I. None of us can do this alone. We can't, you know. But if we came together as a collective, we can move mountains. I don't want to beg for a dollar from you. I don't want to beg $5 from you. But do you really understand what a dollar can do, you know, in being able to build a foundation? I have a colleague in Chicago, and she sent me a message the other day because she knows that I have a really, really strong passion for building a grant foundation for artists. And in the past, I did. I did some things, but it pretty much was out of my own pocket in support of artists, you know, projects. I mean, I even helped buy a uniform for a cheerleader down in Dallas, Texas, you know, just because I believe in the baby so much. And I believe that, you know, cheerleading is an art too, you know. And so, you know, I have helped support events. I have, you know, helped, you know, on different projects with some finances and all of that. But just think about, you know, if we gave a dollar each, just even to build a movement that, you know, artists could apply to, you know, to help get some financial assistance for what they're doing. I mean, that would be us coming together as a community, an artist community, to help make that happen. And so think about it. How can we grow what we're doing here at Flava News Radio? This is not about me. This is not about Flava wanting to go out and buy leopard shoes, you know, or leopard pants or leopard something. This is about me at this point needing financial assistance to grow and to be able to do much more than what we're doing right now. So think about it. If you ever, if you come up with something and you want to share it, you know how to reach me here on Flava News Radio, which is 347-857-1189. You can also reach out to me by email, and just email me at ladyflava@flavanews.com and let me know your thoughts. I'm going to continue the meetings that I've been having behind the scenes with people. And everybody has an opinion. They really do. And I appreciate their input. Does not mean that I'm going to bite on everything. No. But I appreciate it because these people that are having these hard conversations with me are people that I respect. And so, and I know because I know them. I know where they're coming from and why they're saying what they're saying. But together we can do this, okay? I want to take you down to the Bay Area, and I'm going to play "I Feel Good" by Nolte, the homie Nolte.
Don't never go. priceless. The cost of a good time, righteous. I'm living the good life, exercising. Baby, keep the grip tight. And when I slide in, will you be my biggest fan? Based on a bite, don't knock it till you try it. Baby girl, keep it down, be quiet. Nah, go wild like a riot. I'm curious, I'm literally a dying. It's all about timing when you're grinding in the game. Like a wine eating grapes, it ain't gonna work. You gotta wait, go it down, slow it down, baby, baby, baby. I got the steak, mashed potatoes in the gravy. I'm feeling myself, what more can I say? I feel good about life right now. You can see it in my eyes, I know you like my smile. I feel good about myself. Been eating up the gym lately to improve my health. I feel good about my team. Built it from the ground up on the back of a dream. I feel good. Matter of fact, I'm great. I'm feeling gold. Never going across the golden gate. Like, it's all copacetic. I'm in such a good mood. Don't you feel my presence? Can't you feel my aura? My vibe's so strong. I'll be doing what I'm doing to you all night long. Sun up to sundown, from dusk to dawn. Keep your mind right, mind, so you can't go wrong. Roll with me. Come sit shotgun. Let your window down. Stay a while. Relax, hun. Enjoy the ride. Feel it deep within your soul. When you close your eyes, don't close your eyes. Just open wide. Just call me Moby. Dick, I'm a quick holler at the big homie. Nick Nolte, the one and only. Mr. Make it happen. Get it cracking. Now you motherfuckers know me. If you didn't get acquainted, learn a new language. Talk money, walking right into the bank, kid. I diddy bop, walking right out of the station. Jefferson strut, what I've done is amazing. Yeah. No other way to say it, see, except I got game, something like an apple. I feel good about life right now. You can see it in my eyes, I know you like my smile. I feel good about myself. Been hitting up the gym lately to improve my health. I feel good about my team. Building from the ground up on the back of a dream. I feel good. Matter of fact, I'm great. I'm feeling gold. Never go across the golden gate. Like,
all right, that was I Feel Good by the homie Nolte down in the Bay Area. I'm going to stay down in the Bay Area and play Infatuated by Mr. Basic.
Oh, yeah. You know I want you. Believe me, I know how you
I
feel.
Still
feel the same way.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm going to have to take it.
I like it, babe. I like it, babe.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm gonna have to take it.
I like it, babe.
Like that.
I like it, babe.
Yeah.
I like it, babe.
But I'm gritty like a snake eyed. I'm the type of guy to look in your eyes when I say what's on my mind. You got your needs and I got mine. I know I got your attention cause I complimented your style. No need to look for a sign cause I'ma have you like a suspended moment in time. So just recline when you open up to let me come get it. I'll be easy and as rough as you like with you all in my sight.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm gonna have to take it.
Babe,
I like you, baby.
Infatuated
and I just can't shake it. You better give it all, I'm gonna have to take it.
I like you, babe.
I like you, babe.
I like you, babe.
You're my main course, dessert, appetizer. And when it's in my hands, I'm more than a little bit inside ya. Massaging that dope, time a DC diver. Gotta lay back like a sofa recliner. Not the actress Winona, but she a rider.
Woo!
Crawl to me like a spider. Together web we got your feeling for more when I open the door and leave. And I like it too when I'm in you. So you ain't gotta worry about taking nothing cause we like one.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it.
Babe,
I like it,
babe.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it.
I like it, babe.
I like it, babe.
I like it, babe.
No, I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it. You gotta be willing and ready to go through with it. If you wanna spice it up with some friends, then I'm cool with it. Just remember you did it. There's a need to go around, no need to scratch and scream. Fantasize, call me Sammy, cause I give you these dreams. No lesson to be learned, I make you sweat out your perm. Sex so hot it burn, now you want it second and third. Well, give me body.
Infatuated and I just can't shake it. You better give it.
I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you, baby.
Infatuated
and
I just can't shake it. You better give it all. I'm gonna have to take it.
I like you, babe. I like you, babe. I like you.
All right, we started out that little set with the Bay Area hip hop talents. With Nolte with I Feel Good, going into Infatuated with Mr. Basic. Now I'm going to play a little B-Pause, and this is Sidebusters.
This is for the Sidebusters, I observe. Think about me to share my concerns. This is for the Sidebusters, I observe. Think about me to share my concerns. This is for the Sidebusters, I observe. Think about me to share my concerns. This is for the Sidebusters, I observe. Think about me to share my concerns.
Busting, rushing, hope to gain a trusting. And they with the game on a damn joke, on like a clutch when it needed another girl. Scoping on a solo creep, trying to quarter in, you knew she was a sort of freak. Must have looked right, me and her beside him. The charm and acting, showing that we're an item. Why you hate? As soon as I'm moving, a single cent to your tuning. And now she gotta listen to your vent about your booming. Banging and better than me, assuming that I never held a 22 begging for me to prove him. Just chill, dude is not in a rise, it's dusting us still. When I step aside and use the restroom for a few, there's a lot of them to choose. The best you don't pursue a side bust, I must have blinked and saw another with his arm around my lover. What you think? This is charity, my brother. Parody and not a serious. Those who suffer severely from love tangles and mothers and love with me and a family. Sparingly open to any others, can it?
This is for the side
buster. Sparingly preparing me to blow, ain't got no game, necessarily need to know. Face one moving up to two, took a lot of time just, it ain't up to do the side bust.
Intersection. Might get famous or might get arrested. Either way, you got some big ass. Everybody in the city wonder how you hit that up. And with that, it's the back away. Trust me, anytime I ever get up, they side bust me. Followers wanna take the lead, chasing me to put up the name of Jason Lee to make it seem like they are this hardcore and flyer. They put it a little bit higher. It's almost worse than if they cross me out. Kept us looking at it like it ain't that flossy now. I broke the table, then I slapped my dick on. Y'all side busters ain't nothing to f- When you rip off my side, I switch up my s***. Wanna see who really got on, let me lift up my s***. Take a picture and leave it life size. You need improvement, zoom in 5 times. And the gangsters all embrace me like a G. And the ladies that call and chase me, I can see why you wanna be like me. Reminiscing of a clown to bite cheek off sound and high feet. I'm side buster.
This is for the side buster. I observe. Please allow me to share.
A few talents down there in the Bay Area. My girl Erica Reed sent these artists to me. That was Nolte with I Feel Good, Mr. Basic with Infatuated, and closing out that little set with B-Paws and Sidebusters. Bay Area hip-hop. All right, but you know what? I'm going to kind of keep you in the Bay Area, but kind of from the Pacific Northwest. This young lady originated here in Seattle, Washington, made a move down to California in hopes that it would help, you know, take who she is and what she does as a female MC to another level. And I would say that this particular piece represents that. This is BK with The Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots.
Yeah, Nappy. Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people want to see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind cause they running this place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feeling. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Grind don't stop, 24/7. The hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection. This verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you're make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
That was BK with her piece, Hardest Part, featuring Nappy Roots. Now, how many times can an artist get a mainstream artist or an artist out there to, you know, come and do a feature? You know, it wasn't one of those, like, you know, added in or whatever you call it. What do you call it? I know I'm just like just really showing my ignorance to some of this terminology, you know, but Nappy Roots is actually on this particular track with her. You can go check out the video. I love the video. My grandbaby Kimura loves watching that video. And go check it out. And we're trying to get hits to that video. I'll put that out there too. My baby girl BK, we're trying to get hits to that video for her to get the numbers up. And, you know, I talk about numbers. I don't kind of like that number thing, right? I understand, though. I understand. And when you step into this arena of being an entertainer, being a musician, an artist, you know, a creative soul, a radio show host, numbers matter. The more hits I get to my radio show here on Flava News Radio, I get paid by Blog Talk Radio, you know? So it's like, okay, could you get me more hits to the radio show so I could get paid? That is another way that I can help Flava News, you know, go to another level is, you know, by getting hits right here on Flava News Radio so that I can get that check from Blog Talk Radio to put towards, you know, Flava News. But hits matter. They really do. And, you know, we would love to say that we live in a time where we want quality over quantity. And when it comes to the art and the creations, I would rather see you create something that is quality versus a whole bunch of crap, you know. But when it comes to being paid attention to and getting in front of the masses, unfortunately, it does matter when it comes to the numbers. I talked about it a bit earlier in the show about the fact that, you know, when you're seeking out sponsors and investors, they want to know that you've got a following. They want to know that their money is going to go towards something that is not just going to be thrown away on a pipe dream. You know, they want to know that you already have a revenue coming in somehow, that you're selling CDs, that you're selling product, that you're selling out shows. Sponsors want to know that. And can you prove that? You know, I don't know how many artists actually even keeps, you know, track and keeps records of their shows and everything that they're doing. Are you keeping the flyers and the information of where you've performed? You know, do you have your fact sheets up together and complete? Those are important things. You know, that people who may spend money on you will, you know, consider getting involved. Trust and believe, some of these artists that are out there and the major record labels have chosen to sign, they knew that they were going to make money off of them. It wasn't necessarily even a talent. They knew that they could create something out of those artists to make money or they would not be signed, you know. So as I sit back and I reflect and on what I've been doing over the years as what I call myself artist cheerleader, what I do as Lady Flava, Flava News and Flava News Radio, and now Marlex Records, what I do, you know, what is effective and what's not? Because some of it's just going to have to stop. So let me just throw this out there. What would you think if I deleted everybody off of Flava News Radio and started from scratch and only played artists who sincerely are on board with Flava News? What do you think of that? I'd love to hear your thoughts. I had this conversation with my colleague the other day, and I said, you know what? Maybe I should just delete it all and start from beginning and see who really, really wants to build with me. So anyway, I'm just throwing tidbits out there. If anybody wants to raise their hand and chime in, the number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, let me scroll down my list. Who do I want to bring to you next? Well, you know what? I released an album on Mother's Day for my business partner, Mark Van Claggett. I am really, really proud of this project for many reasons. He is a classic, you know, R&B soul singer. He travels the world performing Temptations music. That's what he does for a living. But he has beautiful music that he creates that as a solo artist. And so I just released, okay, I'm claiming it right, but, you know, it is his project. I released a CD, and it's called Emerald Drive by Mark Van Claggett, and I'm going to play Santa Barbara from Emerald Drive. That was Santa Barbara off of Mark Van Claggett's brand new CD, which is called Emerald Drive. It's available over on cdbaby.com and Mark Van Claggett's store. Or you can go over to markvanclaggett.wordpress.com and go to the record store on there, and you can purchase a copy. You can holler at me. I've got copies right here, right sitting right next to me. So you can holler at me at radio at Flava at Flavanews. Radio at Flavanews.com. I can't even talk, right? I'm so excited. But anyway, it is a beautiful CD. It really is. And you can go over to CD Baby and hear snippets of each track and check it out and see if it's something that, you know, that you think that you want to kind of chill to, you know, while you're hanging out at home or even put in the car as you're driving down the road. I think it's great, great music for that. And this one's for, you know, it's for anybody, of course, you know, but I really, really feel like this music is for what I call my seasoned souls, my sisters and my brothers out there that are up here closer to my age. But anyway, you know, there's a lady down in Jacksonville, Florida, who I love. I love. I miss her. We're actually talking about her, you know, moving up here to Seattle, Washington. And maybe sometime in the near future we'll be able to work that through. You know, but I'm going to play Love Changes by Monica Monet.
Oh,
We were listening to Love Changes by Monica Monet, Songbird out of Jacksonville, Florida. You know, I was sitting here thinking as I was playing that song and just missing her. I mean, and it's so silly that I miss her because I talk to her daily almost, you know. But the beautiful thing for me as being Lady Flava and the artists that I'm really, really closely connected to who are my core. And my core is actually part of my family. You know, I love them. You know, I would lay down my life for them. You know, they mean that much to me. And I recognize the fact that when you're a part of this industry, you have to be passionate about the artists that you claim to work with. You need to know them. You need to understand their story and why they create. You know, you need to understand what their work ethics look like. And their, do they have, you know, the determination to go the distance? Not all artists have that. They may claim it, but not all have that. And I've seen that in the time that I've been doing radio. You know, those who really have the capability of taking things to the next level, who have the work ethics down, that can give them the tools to be able to go the next, you know, to the next level, to go the distance. And I think that's why I love Monica Monet. She's business. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's like that whole package. You know, the lyrical content in her songs, you know, she writes all of her songs. You know, the music arrangements of just being able to hear how she wants it to go. And really investing, financially investing in the end result. You know, and she will do that. She will do that. The same with Black Stax and Mark Van Claggett. You know, and they're all three different types of music and genres and personalities. But there's something that's so special for me and why I'm so passionate about them. But you know what? They believe in me too. And do you know how amazing that is to work with people who believe in you? You know, it's not all about, you know, this one-sided thing. Because for many of us that support artists, it's one-sided. It's all about what they can get from people. And I'll just keep it real with you. But with my core believe in me too. They believe in Flava News just as much as I believe in them. And so I'm extremely blessed. To make moves, you have to be on the same page. Not saying that you bring the same tools and capabilities, because a team doesn't work that way. Everybody has to know what lane that they drive down when they're a part of. Some people can grow and expand, and some people just have to believe in the vision. You have to believe in the artist. Miles Anthony's words will always stick in my head. You know, it's like the person who is passionate about the artist. Artists, if you're going to, you know, put in that work, you know, to help make those moves. And so I think that you have to really recognize what direction you go when you're building a team. You can't make somebody believe if they don't believe. And I think that people will show their true colors pretty quickly if you're paying attention. You know, so going into, you know, the summer, I don't know if we're even going to have summer because, of course, it's raining here in Seattle today. I just want to be smarter. My time is very valuable right now, and I could be pulled in a whole bunch of directions, and I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. I want to pay attention and go through the right doors with the right people. And Flava News right now is in a position that I can do a whole lot of things as far as stepping through doors, but, I don't have the finances to implement some things once I step through those doors. And that's hard for me. That really is hard for me. So again, I'm going to ask your help, and your help is this. Give me some ideas of how I can grow this. If you believe in what I've created in support of underground independent artists, give me some ideas how I can grow this financially. I know that artists believe that they deserve to get paid for what they do. And in that, of course you do, as long as you're doing it right. As long as you're putting together a quality product, you are a quality product. You deserve that. And once you have that part mastered, then you need to find that team, too, that helps you grow and expand. Being staying amongst your homies are not necessarily the way you're going to make moves. And that's just truth. You know, you have to step out of your comfort zone. And you have to have thick skin so that you hear and can feel and understand what people are really going to pay attention to from you. If you have 25 followers, that's not enough. It really isn't. Flava News is not about Lady Flava. Flava News is about supporting artists. Flava News is about finding creative ways to get you out there in front of more people than your own audience. And I have that capability. Not everybody's going to reap the rewards of what I do. And you shouldn't, especially if you're not involved with the movement. Now, I could charge $1 a month. I could charge $5 a month. I could charge $25 a month. This has nothing to do with payola. You know, it has nothing to do with going to buy, you know, leopard print. Every foundation needs money to work from. Every foundation. For us to be online, to have electricity, to even be online and all of that, that costs money. None of this is for free. What you do as an artist in creating and gaining the tools that you need to create, it costs money, whether it's an outfit, whether it's computer programs, whether it's the cell phone that you are on that you communicate with people, it all costs money. Well, when it comes to doing what I do, it costs money too. And I think it's at the point that this isn't a game. It's not something I do just for fun. It's very time-consuming. And, again, I've worked really hard to be in the position that I'm in. So I know I was told, don't beg for money, and I don't want to beg for money. I want people to understand that this is bigger than they are. When you go to church and that offering plate is passed, you don't hesitate putting money in if you've got it to do. I know people who are financially strapped, but they make sure that they tithe. Now, what the purpose is it because they believe that's going to get them into heaven, or they believe in the church and the minister, whatever it is. People place value on what they choose to place value on. I place value on supporting artists. So come place value on what I'm creating, and let's build this together. Let's build this together. You be a part of this with me. You know, if I play your music, spread the word that I play your music. You know, help me get the hits to the radio show to better support you. You know, I would love to turn this into a 24-hour station. I really would. I would love to have your music in rotation more frequently than I have right now. My coattail was pulled about me not being consistent on the radio, and I'll be the first to admit to that. You know, life gets in the way, and, you know, family circumstances causes me to not always be able to be on the air. The biggest thing is I really need to get into my studio. I really need to, and I'm not physically able to do it on my own. And, you know, I'll be honest, you know, I resigned from my job in February. I don't necessarily have the finances, you know, to pay somebody to come do it. And I so believe in people being paid. And if I can't pay somebody, I don't do things. If I don't have money to go to somebody's show, I won't go. You know, I believe even though I'm the artist cheerleader, I should pay my way, you know. And so if I cannot financially do something, some things just don't get done. But once I can get into the studio, whether it's through having some kind of work party and feeding some bellies or whatever it is to get that studio going, I'll be able to be more consistent. I won't have the distraction of my family around because it's a total separate building. And I'll be able to do more things and really, really focus on that. So that's my goal, is to go in that direction. But you know what? I really want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you. And I'm not saying you have to call into the radio. But I really want to know what your thoughts are on how I can build this so I can better support artists. You can email me at radio@flavanews.com and share your thoughts, you know, what I could do. Because honestly, I'm thinking about deleting all artists off of Flava News Radio and starting from scratch and just building it back up with the people that believe in building together. Because, again, I know what it's like to be with people who believe. And I know what it's like to make something happen and be successful. It just happened the other night at STEM Plus Art with Black Stacks. So let me jump into some more tracks. I know I'm rambling, but I've got some points I want to make. I really, really want people to think about what does a win-win look like. I'm going to play a local artist, but he came my way through my baby girl, Erica, down there in the Bay Area. This is Michael Watson. I'm going to play How Can I Be Down?
Got a smile to pay the bills. You got the will. I just wanna ride. You got style, sentiment, lip. A tall glass of water. Wanna take a sip like a radio hit. I can't get off my mind. You got me running. Keep me coming. Yeah, I'm losing.
I be down. Now I want to take you out to Indiana and play a piece by Bashari Assad, and this piece is called Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful by Bashari Assad. I hear he puts on an absolutely amazing show. Hopefully one day I'll be able to experience him. He's part of the Soul Collective out of the East Coast, an amazing, amazing group of people that support. Amazing. I know I need to expand my vocabulary, right? But some great, great talents. Are a part of the Soul Collective team, and I love what they're doing. I love what they're doing. They bring together all of these soul R&B artists and have a team, a core team, that figures out what they need to do to support these core artists. And shout out to Soul Collective. Now I want to play another one of their artists. This is Kanya Das, and this is Just Me.
That is worth.
Nothing how I think. possible. Living in a complex world, I'm just
Kanya Das with Just Me. How are you doing today? I know I just kind of been, you know, talking about my thoughts. I appreciate you indulging me in just, you know, figuring out how I can do this bigger and better, you know, and I would love to hear from you. It's one thing when I can sit within myself and try to figure this out, right? And even when I talk to colleagues that I trust and value their opinion. But I would love to hear from you because you are who I'm trying to reach. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed when it comes to Flava News Radio for the following that I have globally. I love you guys coming back and checking out the archives, you know. I don't always get like a whole lot of people right immediately, but those archive listens are off the chain, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you obviously spreading the word and sharing, you know, sharing Flava News Radio with your people or however it's growing, but it's growing on a regular basis. Flava Coffee House and Morning Coffee with Flava is the most popular shows that I do. I am going to get back into, you know, once I really can get this situated, because I don't know if you can hear my family behind me, but I got a grandbaby trying to get my attention, a daughter, or my daddy's coughing and going back and forth, turning on the TV, everything. It's kind of exciting over here at the coffee house, but once I get in the studio, I won't have these distractions, and I'll be able to focus and be able to bring you some great, great shows. But guess what? I got a leak. I'm going to tell you. Owara Runga is going to be my first artist on the leopard carpet with me. I believe it's going to take place in June. He is the trumpeter for Black Stax. So especially if you listen to Talking Buildings, anything on there, if you see the video of Felicia Loud singing I Love My Life, Owara is the trumpeter. He is traveling the world right now with Macklemore. Everybody's doing the thrift shop thing, right? So he is traveling the world with Macklemore right now. He is, he said it was very sweet, very sweet. He said he is on loan from Black Stax to Macklemore right now. And so, you know, O.R., you are Black Stax for life. You are family for life. I am so looking forward to having O.R. on the show with me to hear how he got started as a trumpeter from Kenya, to, you know, growing and the different artists that he has played with and performed with here in the Pacific Northwest to now having this opportunity. They were just on the billboards the other night. They've been on Ellen DeGeneres and, you know, all the talk shows. And, you know, he's been exposed to some amazing things. So I cannot wait to have O.R. on the show. And, you know, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed, you know, for all the great things that are taking place. And I want to be smart. And I want to continue my support of artists. I don't want to narrow it down. Some people were saying just stop doing what you're doing and just work with Black Stax, Mark Van Claggett, and Monica Monet, and just do them, you know, because they're your money makers and they're your biggest fans and supporters, you know, and I can see why people would say that too. But, man, I believe in arts, and I believe that we need more tools to shine the light on some amazing talent. So help me think this through. Really help me think this through. I got about 30 minutes left, so I want to play some more music for you. I love this man's voice. I love this man's voice. His name is Noel Gordine, and this has been a long time.
I've been patiently waiting on the moment to let you read my heart's diary. Oh, I'm ready to open up, let you in, show you what I've been thinking about you. So listen, baby.
Him on the stage at Soul Factory Presents sometime in the very, very near future. Speaking of Soul Factory, it's tonight. It's the last Saturday of the month, right? So tonight, if you are in the New York area, you need to get out to Soul Factory Presents at the Drome. If you're not and you're like me in another location, or even if you are in New York and just not able to go, you can watch it online. It's going to be live on Gander TV. I'll be posting out the information and link for this particular show, but it's going to be a special show. It is the 10th anniversary of Soul Tracks, and if you don't know about Soul Tracks, you should really Google it. An amazing source when it comes to R&B soul artists, independent soul artists being written up, being recognized, being charted. It's a great, great tool when it comes to this genre of music. Tonight, the feature is going to be Angela Johnson. I've heard that she is absolutely amazing, so I'm looking forward to that. Russell Taylor is also going to be on stage. And then they've got some surprise guests. So be sure, that if you're in New York, come on down to the Drome. I'm sounding like I'm right there in New York, huh? But come down to the Drome. Check it out or hang out in the comforts of your home with me on Gander TV. I've been a fan of Soul Factory since December last year. And every month I sit, you know, at my computer or in a comfortable chair that's close to my computer and I watch it. And I have to say, this show is done well. This is done well. This is when I say yes, you know, to the experience of independent artists. When people do it right, you need to recognize. You really need to recognize. I think that we've gotten used to accepting the dumbed down. I do. I think we've gotten used to accepting the dumbed down. I think we've gotten used to these open mic type shows. But when you experience quality, I think you would need to acknowledge that. And that's what took place this past Thursday at the Triple Door. It was top-notch. But I think the reason why that it was top, not only because Black Stax and Clientele and Sister Love and Arrestus and all of the artists that participate are quality artists. They brought passion to it, of course, and they understood the cause. But everybody was involved in making this a success. Everybody was involved. Ebony Arunga, baby girl, we got to give you a big shout-out because you held it down. You put it all together. You held it together. It ran smooth. That show ran so smoothly. Everybody enjoyed it. Everybody just mingled and partied, you know, in their own way. And you should go to Facebook and check out what people are saying about this particular event. And I'm just proud that I played a little role. You know, I'm really, really proud that I played a little role because this is when I know it can work. I know that it can work. So what we experienced at STEM Plus Art, at the Triple Door with Black Stax, my family, that's the same thing that you experience when you watch Soul Factory Presents. Top quality shows with top quality artists. There are talents out there that need to be recognized. That's why I come here on a regular. That's why I do what I do, because I believe in talents. There are talents that are still working on their niche and trying to find their way, and definitely they deserve to be respected. I will say, get your act together. Do it right. You know, you could bypass a lot of the things that some of these veteran artists have gone through, you know, by trial and error. If you respect your elders, I so am into listening to the elders and learning and growing from them. So find out, you know, who is doing what and what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. Do your business right. Do your business right, because if you want to make moves, your business needs to be in place. It's not all based off of talents. Bottom line, it's not all based off of talents for those artists that are making moves. Do it right, and then you can be recognized by some of, you know, these bigger entities, because it should always be about growth. It should always be about positioning yourself in front of those that can help you move. If you're staying stagnant and you're doing the same thing over and over, how is that growth? That really isn't growth, and especially if you're not making money from that, right? But Black Stax is being recognized, you know, far and beyond right here in Seattle, Washington. I'm so proud of that. And I know Miles Anthony says you're the best person to sell them. And maybe I am, but you know what? I'm not the only person. I'm not the only person. And they're amazing people. They're amazing talents. They are missionaries. They are mentors. You know, it is so much bigger than hip-hop soul. I've been saying that lately, and the reason being is they are so much more. If you could have seen Felicia Lau sing I Love My Life to the Babies and the babies singing it back to her, that just, oh my goodness, you know, if you could have heard J.C. Cage talk about Taft and the respect of being a part of the event for education and youth, you would understand. You as artists have so much power that you can change the world. Think about it. Together, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You know, together we can move mountains. Together we can push amazing talents out there to be heard and respected. And of course this is a competition. Yes, of course it is. You know, it is a very competitive industry. That's why I say bring your, you know, put your best foot forward, bring your best. you know, for you to be able to be recognized. One of the conversations I've been having with colleagues is the fact that there's too much crap that's being created, that it's hard for people to weed through it. And sometimes people aren't willing to weed through to get to what they would really love and appreciate. So if you believe in an artist, support them, spread the word, tell people why. Not only share the hit the share button, you know, tell people why you believe in that artist. I think when you can share a personal story, that makes people want to step up and pay attention. I know for me, you know, when I see George Littlejohn post about an artist, I'm like, okay, I need to go check him out. You know, this man is really passionate about this particular artist. You know, or if I see Paris Toon post about an artist he's working with in the studio, I'm like, okay, well, I know that Paris is going to send me the music. You know, but it makes me want to stop and pay attention. And so when you're passionate, you help those artists take it to the next level. Don't underestimate your power as a fan. You know, help spread the word. Help them grow. If you believe in this, really believe in it by showing your support. It's one of the things that's really on my mind right now. How do you build win-wins? How do you build movements? How do you make movements move? You know, and, you know, I saw somebody post like a week ago, if you're not moving, there's no movement. And I had to read that over and over for a minute and say, what? Wow. You know, if you're not moving, there's no movement. And so for there to be movement, you got to be really, really doing some things. And you can't do it on your own. So find the right team to do it with. If you believe in an artist, check why you do it. Check why you believe in them, you know, and believe in them from your heart. Believe in them because you know they're deserving and they have a talent that the world will benefit and appreciate, you know. So check the reasons why you support, because I think that people get on board and they don't get on board for the right reasons, whether they're trying to gain, you know, attention from the artist, whether they think that they're getting involved with something that's going to make them look good. You know, really, really check why you get involved, you know, because I think it goes smoother. I think that, you know, when you're not doing it for the right reasons, that's when things just kind of fall apart. So I'm going to play a piece by Winston Warrior down there in Atlanta. I need to call him. I haven't been seeing him post too much about music lately. I need to call him and find out what's going on. But anyway, this is Winston Warrior and his piece, Crossroads.
I'm at a crossroads, and I got caught up on you. Let's keep this between me and you.
I'm with her,
but I'm feeling you, and you are feeling me. What's it gonna be?
I'm at a crossroads,
and I got caught up on you. I'm torn between the two.
You should know
that I'm feeling you.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tell me, how did I get here? I don't understand. This wasn't how I was supposed to be. I had it all.
Am
I the perfect girl to settle down? We'd live forever after. Leave the rest alone. Deleted all the messages, numbers on my phone. Girl, you got me shook. Took me there. Friendship's on the line. Got me thinking that I can't decide. I'm at a
feeling you.
With Crossroads. Now I want to take you down to California. I'm kind of feeling, you know, I want to hear a little bit of classic music with a modern day twist. This is Tasha Taylor with Who's Making Love by her daddy, Johnny Taylor.
Thank you.
Making Love by Johnny Taylor, sung by his baby girl, his youngest baby girl, Tasha Taylor. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I hope you enjoyed listening to me kind of rant a little. I always do that, don't I? You know, but I hope if nothing else, you walk away when you hear these shows or you experience me in person that I'm passionate about who I am and what I do. I love artists. There's some amazing talents I want all of you to experience, whether it's the musical talents, whether it's, you know, visual artists, whether it is, you know, literary, you know, writers. I want you to experience them because they deserve to be heard. They deserve to be experienced. They deserve to be recognized. They deserve to be respected. There's some great talents. So I hope that you pay attention to the talents that I play on Flava News Radio or who call into the coffee house shows. You know, again, I'm going to have Owar Arunga step on the leopard carpet here very, very soon, so please stay tuned for that. He's amazing talent. He's not only just so talented, he's a great person. He is a great person. He's one of those people when you get around him, you can't help but smile because he's always smiling, but so is his sister, Ebony Arunga. You know, just beautiful people. So I'm blessed. And I thank you for blessing me today, for joining me live here on Flava News Radio, and for those that come back and check out the archives. I want to close out today's show with a piece that just, I hope, will make you smile, and maybe this will even make Miss Erica Reed laugh down there in the Bay Area. This is Shake It Like Jello by Jerome the Entertainer.
Hey, Jerome, you ready for desire?
Oh, yeah. I see you looking at me.
Yeah, you looking good too, baby.
The entertainer's in the house. Oh, yeah. Listen.
I'm feeling like a coal mine. I'm smoking like a bag nine. Can you shake it like some jello? Back it up and drop it low. I lay it like some ice cream. All I want is to hear you scream.
Oh, girl, you're praying, tell me what I have to do. What is it gonna take to spend some time with you, baby? You see me staring, girl, cause you look so fine. Let's get closer, girl, so we can spend some time, lady. Now that I'm close to you, I'm gonna make it clear, it's so clear. And let me whisper what
in the house,
baby.
Like a cold line.
Come on.
I was smoking like a
Baby.
Yes, Jerome.
I'm going to get me another drink.
Okay.
You ready? You want another?
Yeah.
Well, you just stay put, because I'm coming back for round three.
Yeah, you do that. I can't wait.
What do you think the parties are like down there in Atlanta with Jerome the Entertainer? He just makes me smile. He just really does. One of these days I'm going to get him on the leopard carpet, because he's called into the show before and all of that, you know, but I think it's just a different mindset that kind of digging his sound. So, again, I want to thank everybody who tuned into Flavor Coffee House Live. Thank you for indulging me as I share my thoughts, you know, openly and honestly, you know, from how I think and feel. And please know, this is just my perspective. This is my opinion. Does not mean that you have to feel the same way. I love the arts. I love artists. And that's why I do what I do here on Flavor News, Flavor News Radio, and on the internet and in person and all of that stuff. My life is, I don't know, what do you say, is so fulfilled, you know, by experience, the talents that come my way. And I'm grateful for that. So I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by an amazing producer out of the Pacific Northwest that I still have not met, but I have great, great respect for his talent. This is Intellect, and this piece is called Lovin' the Vibe off of his Balance of Concepts project. Take care, God bless, and have a great Saturday.